Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As the state wheat harvest is wrapping up, some wheat crops were high yielding with good test weights. Others may have developed a serious problem. UK grain specialist Kerry Knott says that has to do with development of Fusarium head blight in the growing season and resulting high levels of a fungal toxin called DON, or D-O-N.
I think every year there's going to be some level of DON in your grain. I mean, there's going to be head scab, and there might be some minimal levels. I'm hearing reports from producers that did not see any visible symptoms of the fungus in their field. They bring it to the elevator, and then they're getting docked for very low levels of DON, lower than industry standards, so lower than we would expect them to get docked.
Knott at UK's Princeton facility says they're looking into the situation, but there's really not a lot that can be done.
We're hearing dockages as low as 0.1%, a tenth of a percent, all the way up to some loads are being rejected.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Crop specialists at UK's Princeton facility feel that the wheat head blight situation has been spotty in western Kentucky but could be more prevalent in central counties. Plant pathologist Don Hirschman says weather-delayed planting last fall made for a tricky growing season.
Once you're past that very susceptible period, when you're into or actually past the flowering period and the grain is beginning to develop, you can still get infected, and if the weather conditions are right, you know, the fungus will infect and will continue to develop in the head, and you can end up with a lot of DON even though you don't have much visible symptom expressions.
So they may have had it and not known it.
Once you get into that phase of the crop, people aren't looking very closely so they could miss it. And then also, as soon as the head begins to turn just slightly yellow, it's very difficult to see head scab unless you know exactly what you're looking for. And so it's pretty easy to miss it when infections occur late.
Hirschman says when elevated DON levels show up in the grain marketing system, the system can get a little edgy. They're now trying to learn if perhaps some elevators are overreacting with dockages or to what degree DON is present in the 2014 crop. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.